Pretty much everybody passed the test. Everybody came in with the right body fat, you know, great weight size and all that. So right now we're just looking forward to this camp and getting better. Actually, everybody was nervous coming in. You know, most of the guys that's on the team now, this is our first time ever having a conditioning test before the season starts. So I think that was the most important thing. Everybody was more nervous about the run rather than the practices. Yeah, you know, I feel as though that, you know, this is the NFL. Everybody knows what's in stake. Everybody knows that, you know, during the offseason, you can't just sit around and relax, that you do have to continue to work out and kind of stay fit. So everybody came, man, it seemed like everybody kind of put a little time in during offseason to prepare their body for the season coming up. I'm more motivated than anything. You know, you can tell that this offseason, I went and trained with the Chiefs, so I'm looking to, you know, boost my stock up a little bit, and hopefully after the season over, you know, I've been looking for some great numbers.
Do you have to give a cut to the cheetah then?
Oh, yeah, I have to. I'm going to go pay them a visit, you know, getting some steaks and all kind of great organic foods. Tell them I appreciate everything they did for me this all season. For myself, I can't speak for others, but I'm more excited that this is, you know, my contract year. I really do my contract after the season is over, you know, because the way I'm feeling now, I can boost my stock a whole lot from where it's at now. So, you know, I'm not really paying attention to the contract. You know, I really have mine out of the season because what I'm planning on doing this year, it's going to help me out.
I'm sorry.
For me, you know, it's a new environment. You know, new coaches brought in some new players. I think that can help out our team a whole lot. Other than that, it's almost like going to college again. You see new coaches, new faces and things like that. So, looking at it as a great opportunity to better ourselves this year and hopefully have a run for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I feel great. You know, I haven't felt like this in a while. You know, I'm very excited for this season. You know, what's in stake for us this year. You know, I do feel like we do have a great chance making a run for the playoffs as well as the Super Bowl. So I'm more excited than, you know, a lot of guys this year coming in, and hopefully, you know, I have fun out there on the field. Right now, I don't really think about that, you know. I'm out here playing. I'm happy. You know, I'm having fun. And when you get a happy Devin Hester, you don't want to get rid of him. So that's the way it is now.
I have to prove
myself every year. You know, this is a league where the best only survive. I am still an elite player. I still have a lot left in the tank. For some of the guys that felt like I lost a step, it's just a bridge and a burning fire that's up under my foot to prove you guys, not only you guys, but, you know, my family as well. And I wish short this year. Yeah, I think he's more player-like, you know. The way he came in and switched out the locker room, you know, to where it's not only D-line on this side, offense line on this side, but mixed the whole locker room up, you know, and getting us back into, you know, more of a team leadership, team ball team. From the conditioning, you know, that's kind of feel like a college atmosphere, you know, but at the same time, we all grown men, and we know what's at stake, and we know that this year is a big year for us, and we haven't been in the playoffs in a while, so we got to come out this camp and really fight hard to make sure that we're ready for the season.
So who won, you or the cheetah?
Two, three would never let you down.